يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد.
On that day, we shall ask hell, are you full? And it will reply, are there any more? Are there any more? This has two possible meanings. One, that hell was already filled up and there was no room for any more people. Two, that hell was very commodious and as such could accommodate all culprits regardless of their number.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ.
And when paradise shall be brought close to the God-fearing and will no longer be far away.
هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ.
It will be said, this is what you were promised, a promise made to everyone who turned much to Allah and was watchful of his conduct. A promise made to everyone who turned much to Allah. This signifies a person who has abandoned disobedience of God and has bound himself to obeying him and seeking his good pleasure. It is someone who remembers him much and turns to him in all matters that confront him
and was watchful of his conduct.
This suggests a person who takes due care in keeping himself within the bounds set by God and who performs the duties enjoined by him. It is someone who refrains from all that God has forbidden and critically appraises his own behavior, lest he stumbles into disobeying his Lord.
من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب.
To everyone who feared the Merciful One, though he is beyond the reach of perception, to everyone who has come with a heart ever want to turn to him.
ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود.
Enter this paradise in peace. That will be the day of eternity.
لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد.
Therein they shall get whatever they desire, and with us there is even more.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ.
How many a nation did we destroy before them that were stronger in prowess than these? They searched about the lands of the world, but could they find a refuge?
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ.
Verily, there is a lesson in this for everyone who has a sound heart and who listens with an attentive mind.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ.
We created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in 6 days, and weariness did not even touch us.
فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ.
Hence, bear with patience whatever they say, and celebrate your Lord's glory before the rising of the sun and before its setting.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ.
And in the night, too, celebrate his glory in the wake of prostration. In the wake of prostration.
To celebrate God's glory here means prayer. The prayer before the rising of the sun is the Fajr prayer. As for prayers in the night, they are the Maghrib and the Isha prayers. The Tahajjud prayer is also a part of the prayers performed at night aimed at celebrating God's glory.
يَوْمَ يُنَادِ الْمُنَادِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ.
Hearken on the day when the caller will call from a place nearby.
Hearken on the day when the caller will call from a place nearby.
Regardless of where a dead person is, the call of God's caller will reach him. His call will summon him to rise and proceed to his Lord and render account to him. Such will be the call that everyone who rises from the state of death will feel that the caller had called him from a nearby place.
يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ
The day when they shall hear the blast in truth, that will be the day for the dead to come forth.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَإِلَيْنَا الْمَصِيرُ
Surely, it is we who give life and cause death, and to us shall all return.
يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْهُمْ سِرَاعًا ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ
On the day when the earth will be rent asunder, and people, rising from it, will hasten forth. To assemble them all will be easy for us.
نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ
O Prophet, we are well aware of what they say, and you are not required to force things on them. So exhort with the Quran all those who fear my warning.